Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
The Oxford group was a Christian group, and it was really, God, as you understand it, was how far along you were in your relationship with Jesus Christ. It got watered down in 1939 when they wrote the book. And the recovery rates in Alcoholics Anonymous, from everything I've read, starting in 1935, were a lot higher before they wrote the book, because they used the Bible and got down on their knees to pray. One of the early groups was called the James Gang, because they read out of the book of James. And so the truth hurt. The danger is that the power could be the group or higher power. We don't have a higher power. We have the highest power, and that's God. There is one God. You know, I am who I am, and in his son Christ, we see that reflected of God, who God is through Jesus. And that's really important, I think, Bill.
I agree.
Because if I have a false God, my recovery's got to be a big event deal, because my using was a big event deal, and I have a big event God, okay? And that's step 12 to me. And tonight, you know, listen to what he's done in your life. This is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You thought it was probably going to be the worst thing that ever happened. You got to quit drinking.
Well, yeah, and again, we were talking about this the other night in the meeting I was at, which was, it's always, you know, I learn something at every single meeting I go to.
There's really?
Always, absolutely, wow. I absolutely do, and I just kick myself for not bringing a little book and writing it all down. But every time somebody says something, there's a twist to it, there's a nuance, or there's just a different perspective, you know. But you know, the comment that was made was about 12 step, and also about how, you know, how we have to have God in the life in order to do any of these steps. But, you know, the focus the other night was how we need to make this part of our lives. It's not, you know, 12 step is not just, bringing other alcoholics together, but it's also the phrase that to practice these principles in all of our affairs. And, you know, the perspective that he brought was he hadn't spent a lot of time. This is a guy with 28 years of recovery, and he was focusing again how this isn't about my 28 years of recovery, or 26, it was about today, and that he had to go forward today. And one of the things that even he, after all those years, needed to work on was practicing him in all his affairs, practicing these principles, and that's a big deal.
I love that. You know, we got one day at a time, the recovery groups did, out of Matthew 6:34. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jonathan Edwards, the Puritan preacher, said that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, I think, when people get recovery medallions, and I think they are a big deal, but it's not about us. It's about what God did in our lives, that the living God took a person who was dead and pulled them back up. And this is 28 years. This is 26 years. And we go down, we're talking about Mark. Look at all the things that have happened because God picked Mark up, and Mark has been obedient and willing to carry the message. We're looking at least one person, and there's probably hundreds. And that's how the kingdom of God, it's like a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
We lift people up, and that's how it works. And it's really cool to see it, I think.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.